Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Steel Wars Hyper Chat. It is Thursday, the 17th of December, 2020. And RIP, Jeremy Bullock, the original Mandalorian, portraying Boba Fett, feared and notorious, mysterious bounty hunter in The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Now, on this episode, we're mostly going to talk about Jeremy Bullock. He had a very special effect on me when I saw him. I think it was in 1997. He really sort of sparked an interest in me as a fan, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. As far as over this weekend, you can go to youtube.com/Steel Wars and all the live streams are already up waiting. So if you want to hit the little bell so you know when they're on, but we'll do a pre-show tonight, about 2 hours before the Mando kicks off, and then the show just after it finishes, and then the roundtable on Saturday. But let's go to starwars.com. Boba Fett performer Jeremy Bullock passes away. Boba Fett, the enigmatic bounty hunter introduced to movie audiences in 1980's Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back, has become both an icon and a cinematic legend over the past 40 years, with a legacy that has stoked wonder and speculation amongst generations of fans. Jeremy Bullock, who physically performed the character of Boba Fett in both Empire Strikes Back and Star Wars Return of the Jedi, has sadly passed away. He was 75. It's real sad. They talk about, I'll go to this just to go. Star Wars Underworld had a great tweet up. In addition to wearing the iconic armor of Boba Fett, Jeremy Bullock was also remembered as portraying Lieutenant Skeel in The Empire Strikes Back. There he is there. If you're watching on the live stream, Holden Leia. Got a lot of FaceTime in the trailer. And as Captain Jeremurch Colton in Revenge of the Sith. So, man, he was a good one. He was a good one. Biker Scout 74 says, one of the nicest guys in the Star Wars family. I was very fortunate to meet him briefly. A true gentleman. He will be missed. Matthew Moll rightly says, no one's ever really gone. And let's talk about that. Listen, Jeremy Bullock isn't the reason why Boba Fett is a 40-year icon. He had a cool suit, had a cool backstory, was in like one of the biggest films of all time. But he was a big part of it. He was a big part of it. The thought that he put into how he stood as Boba Fett, how he motioned, it was quite incredible for me to realize when, as a kid, you're just like, he's just standing there in that cool suit. He was a guest at Starwalking, the Star Wars fan club of Australia's Force 2 convention in, I think it was in 1997. And I very eagerly went to this. Steve Sansweet was a guest. Kenny Baker was a guest. Jeremy Bullock. Never seen a Star Wars actor in real life before. Didn't know anyone else going to the convention. Stayed at a friend's house nearby and just sort of sat by myself and took it all in. But probably one of the people I talked to the most at the convention was Jeremy Bullock. And I sat down and had lunch with him one day, which was just like, you know, having lunch with Boba Fett right now. And this was in the 90s. So, but in his presentation, in his little panel at the convention, he went through all the different mannerisms he did in those scenes on Bespin. You know, he's no good to me dead. He didn't do the voice, but he did it on his little show, and he'd get people up and get them to act out, teach them how to do the really subtle Clint Eastwood Boba Fett moves. And this is like the hard thing about when you lose someone like this. You know, I got sort of, you know, it sort of hit me today when I read that he'd gone. You know, I only talked to him for 2 days, but when someone like that is so wrapped in such a warm memory from when you were younger, it stings, because that's that person from that super warm memory. And just a gentleman. Just a gentleman. But how he went into how much thought he put into standing there and stuff, it's such sparked an interest in me that I sort of never really imagined that the people acting in it were so invested or could become so invested afterwards, I guess. And that sort of added depth to the whole watching Star Wars experience. So I always had Jeremy Bullock in a very soft spot for the guy. And I wish I had it here in LA, but I do have a nice 10x8 or whatever photo with him doing the gun on the sail barge with Two Steel, Jeremy Bullock, Boba Fett, in his exceptional handwriting. So, that's a real bummer. And, you know, it's cool if you want to romanticize things that, you know, he got to see that Boba Fett came back. He'd invested like so much into the character, just going to like 2 decades of conventions. I hope he saw that and thought it was really cool. And yeah, as I say, like his posture and how he played it, that's part of the pie that made Boba Fett such an icon that then drew such interest in the Mandalorian culture. And you get all the Mandos, and then you get this this series called The Mandalorian. Then in the second season brings in the original Mandalorian. So, man, I hope Boba kicks some ass tonight for my dude, Jeremy Bullock. I hope he does some cool standing as well. Just standing. No one just stands around better than Boba Fett. And we owe that to the good dude, Jeremy Bullock. Matthew Mole says, I'm just glad he got to see Tim restore the pride to the fan base with Boba Fett before the end. I'm sure he rests in peace with a smile on his face. Harmonious Discord says he said a lot with a simple head nod. Rick Villanueva says, never heard a bad word about him, R.I.P. Real cool guy. A really cool guy. Sam Stubble says, I'd been hoping Jeremy had been joining The Mandalorian. The thing is, some of the way that Boba Fett has been portrayed, that sort of bro-y vibe, just the opposite to Jeremy Bullock. But hope Boba does it up tonight for the good dude Jeremy Bullock. And hopefully it'd be cool if in the next season they find some lovely way to pay tribute to his name or something like that. But man, he was just, he was charming to me. And, I sort of think if he wasn't, if he was just sort of Krusty the Clown phoning it in the corner between cigarette drags, I probably wouldn't have been so excited to find out more about these other actors and stuff. So that's that. I might just have a look on Twitter and see if we can find anyone. Here we go. Go Steve Sansweet, another dude that sparked my early Star Wars rekindlement. I'm devastated to hear that my friend and colleague, the wonderful Jeremy Bullock, the original Boba Fett actor, has died. Condolences and much love to his wife, Maureen, his two sons and 10 grandchildren. We will never forget you, Jeremy. What a good dude. What a good dude. Yeah. So I'm probably just going to leave the stream at that for now. Followers of the Force podcast says it really is amazing to see all the heartfelt memories people have of him. By all accounts, he was a true gentleman. Like Scott 74 says, he was such a talented fella. In addition to being a true gent, appearing in Bond and Doctor Who, as well as treading the boards. I'll leave it there for now. And if, you met Jeremy Bullock, had a nice interaction with him, leave us a comment below and we'll go back and go through them on another stream in a future show. But if you're around tonight, tune in to the Mandalorian finale pre-show. We're going to have a bunch of people calling in. It's going to be a good time. But for now, just to keep it tight and just to keep it about the great man, I feel like this podcast has gone on
long enough.
So, R.I.P. Oh, R.I.P. Jeremy Bullock. Thanks for the great memories and thanks for being super cool to me so many years ago and from what I hear, super cool to tens of thousands of people worldwide since then also. Rest in peace. Let's go tonight, Boba, and may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.